Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on Daf Lamed Hayom and Beis. We are at the two dots, Tanan Hasam at the two dots, about halfway through the wide lines on Daf Lamed Hayom and Beis. They share a sponsor once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. We thank him very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So what we're going to talk about is the following. First, we're going to talk about which psulim are taken off of the Mizbeach even after they were brought up, that they're so puzzle we cannot even allow them to remain on the Mizbeach, and which one we say imalu lo yardu, that once they're up on the Mizbeach they're lo yardu. And specifically we're going to talk about a nekeva that is brought as a carbon ola, that is a psul, you cannot have a nekeva brought as a carbon ola. So do we say imalu yardu or imalu lo yardu? Then the Mishnah is going to talk about other improper machshavos aside from chutz lizmano, which we know is mefagel an animal, machshava chutz l'mekomo, we know pasul is a karban, we know that a machshava shelo l'shma by Pesach and Chatos is the first mission of the Masechta, pasul is a karban. What about every other machshava that is improper? Are those disqualifying machshavos or are they not disqualifying machshavos? Then the Gemara is going to work on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a karban becomes pasul with a machshava to leave the dam or the emurim past the time, or with the machshava to bring them outside the azara? So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that in addition to machshavos of achilo chutz zmano or achilo chutz mekomo, that even just a machshava of nosar or a machshava of just bringing the dam or the emurim outside of the azara, why does he hold that that too would pasul a karban? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, now that I understand why Rabbi Yehuda holds that those machshavos will pasul a karban, why does he agree that all the other machshavos do not pasul the karban? That he only adds beyond chutz zman, chutz mekomo, and shalol l'shma. He only adds those two that bring having a machshava of damor emurim, leaving it over chutz zmano without achilu, or bringing it chutz mekomo. Why doesn't he add all the other improper machshavos? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether other disqualifying machshavos preclude the possibility of a carbon becoming pigle, because we know that if you have a machshava of chutz l'mekomo in addition to a machshava of chutz l'zmano, it does not become pigle because it's not karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. What about other disqualifying machshavos? Do they also disqualify a carbon from becoming pigle and make it prevent a carbon from becoming pigle? And then the perek is going to conclude with two chidushim of Rav Chista relating to tumah and karbanos, and that should bring us to the end of the perek. So let's begin again. We are at about halfway through the wide lines on Daf Lamed Hayon Beis. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah later on in the Masechta that even though the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, those things that are Pasul, which means Im Allah Lo Yered, that if something goes on the Mizbeach that's Pasul, you leave it there. There are certain types of Psulim that are so bad that even if Im Alu Yerdu. So Bali Mumin is one such example according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Kiva Machshir B'Bali Mumin. Rabbi Akiva thinks even a balmum, if it gets brought on the Mizbeach, leave it there. So Amr Abchia Baraba, Amr Abiyachon, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Akiva El Beduken Shaba'ayin, Hol Ksherim Ba'ofos. When Rabbi Akiva says that a balmum that was brought on the Mizbeach may be left on the Mizbeach, that's only a mum like Duken Shaba'ayin, which is something that's not such a terrible mum. Haraya, it does not disqualify an oaf from being a karban. So even though it does disqualify a behemoth for being a karban, but once it's on the Mizbeach, we leave it on the Mizbeach. But if it were a type of mum that would even disqualify an oaf, if it were mechus or ever, something like that, a type of mum that would even disqualify an oaf, then Rabbi Akiva would be moda that even after it's on the Mizbeach, we take it off of the Mizbeach. V'hu shekadem ekdeshon es muman. And another condition, that it has to be that it was kadosh before it developed the mum, only then would Rabbi Akiva say leave it on the Mizbeach. But if it became a balmum before it ever became kadosh, then the kedusha was never chal, and therefore you need to take it off of the mizbeach. Umod Rabbi Kiva ba'olas nekeva to command the kadamum like desha dami. And Rabbi Kiva agrees that if it's a nekeva that you decided to bring as a carbon ola, that's like it had a mum before you ever made it a kadosh, meaning the kedusha was never chal because carbon ola cannot be brought as a nekeva. So even Rabbi Kiva's moda that if you have a nekeva that you brought brought as a korban olah and you brought it up on the mizbeach, you better take it off at the mizbeach. It does not belong on the mizbeach. And we're going to zero in on that, on olas nekeva, that even Rabbi Kiva agrees, you got to pull it off of the mizbeach. So Masav Rabbi Zeira challenges that we had learned all the things that are not mefagel and don't have a chiv of nosar tameh, and on that list of things that are not mefagel and don't have a chiv of nosar tameh, we said shlil. So the brisa says hamal mehen bachutz pater. If one is maktir any of these things outside of the azara, you're pater. So if you're maktir the shlil outside the azara, meaning the fetus of a behema outside of the azara, you're pater, because it's not something that's roi lakrava inside anyway. You're only going to be chayiv for being maktir bachutz that which should have been huktar bifnim, but the shlil, you know, you don't have to be maktir bifnim anyway, and therefore there's no chayiv of being maktir bachutz. Ooh, the shlil itself, the fetus itself, you're not going to be chayiv. Ha mei iman chayiv, but it sounds like if you are maktir the mother itself bachutz, you're going to be chayiv because that does belong on the mizbeach bifnim. Well, the hechi mishkachasla. What type of case would we say that you're going to be chayiv for being maktir the basar ha'em bachutz? The only case could be ba'olas nekeva, a carbon ola that is a nekeva, because only a carbon ola has its basar burnt. Every other type of carbon, you eat the basar, or the Kohanim eat the basar, somebody's only an ola do you burn all of the basar. So we must be, and we have to be talking about a nekeva, because the shalil obviously comes from a nekeva. So if you're going to make a diuk that the shalil itself is going to be potter when you're makter b'chutz, when you're mala b'chutz, when you're makter b'chutz, oh, but the mother, so it's got to be in a keva because it's a mother. So iam rabish lama kasav Rabbi Kiva olas nekeva melsa lo teiret. If Rabbi Kiva holds that an olas nekeva, once it's on the mizbeach, just leave it there. So hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. Ah, so now I see how you could have such a thing as haktaras habasar bifnim, that you're therefore going to be chayim for being makter the basar of that nekeva b'chutz. What's the case where you're makter the basar of a nekeva bifnim? If you did the wrong thing, if you had an olas nekeva and you already brought it on the mizbech, so if Rabbi Kiva were to say leave it there, so that's a case where haktaras abasar happens bifnim, and you could therefore be chayiv for being makter bechutz eliyam demolsateir. But if Rabbi Kiva were to say that an olas nekeva has got to come right off of the mizbech, you're never makter the basar of an ola bifnim. Well, then in Hamani, who is this brisa that seems to be telling us that you're chayiv for being makter the basar of a nekeva bechutz? You're only going to be chayiv for being maktir the basar of a nekeva bachutz if it were supposed to be huktar bifnim. And if Rabbi Akiva agrees that an olas nekeva has to come right off of the mizbeach, it's never supposed to be huktar bifnim. So says Gemara, you made the wrong diuk. Ema hamal mehen bachutz pater. The diuk to make from this price is that when we say that if you're maktir the shilya bachutz, you're pater, hamei emure iman chayav. That the diuk to make is that if you're mala the emurim of the mother, you're going to be chayav, not the basar of the mother. We're not talking about a carbonola. Only a carbonola, you're right, is the only one that you burn the basar. Who's talking about basar? We're talking about the emurim, you're going to be chayav. So it's a yashlamim, a chatas, something like that, so which obviously could be in the keva. So it says Gemara v'hamehen katani, but it says mehen. So it sounds like it's the basar of the shlil, that it's not about the emurin. The iman dum yuditu, and the ima so the diuk you're going to make about the mother has to be something that parallels the shlil with which the shlil is basar. So they must be talking about the basar of the aim. So we have to change what the Brisa's text is. That instead of talking about the basar of the shlil, hamala me emurehen bachutz pater. The Brisa itself, when it was talking about the shlil, was actually talking about the emurim of the shlil. That if you're maktir the fats of the shlil bachutz, then you're going to be pater, because the emurim of the shlil are never supposed to be huktar bifnim. Ah, now you have a diuk. Hame emure iman chayiv. But if you're maktir the emurim of the mother bachutz, then you're going to be chayiv, because the emurim of the mother certainly are supposed supposed to be hukdar bifnim. Okay, new Mishnah. Shchata, like we said, when you have a machshav of chutz l'makomo, pasul the carbon. You have a machshav of chutz l'zmano, of achila chutz l'zmano, it's mefagel the carbon. Right? Those are machshavos of achila, machshav to eat, chutz l'makomo, chutz l'zmano, those pasul and are mefagel the carbon respectively. A machshav shalol l'shma for a chatas and for a pesach, that will pasul the carbon. What about all the other bad machshavos? What about every other inappropriate machshava? Will that pasul the carbon or not? So that's our Mishnah. Shchata al menas laniach es damo kol imur of the machar. You didn't have a machshava to eat something, to eat the basar the next day, a few days later, or in the wrong place. No. You had a machshava to leave over the dam or the emurim to the next day, when really it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach today. Olahotzion lachutz, or you had a machshava to remove the dam or the emurim from the azara. So Rabbi Yehuda posts of the Chum Machshirin. It's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says that is also a disqualifying machshava. Whereas the Chum say no. We've already concluded the part of the Masechta that identified disqualifying machshavas. Disqualifying machshavas are lo lishma, chutz zmano, chutz mekomo. End of list. Right, but Rabbi Yehuda thinks that no, that even a machshava to be maniach the dam or the emurim lemachar or to bring them chutz the azara is also disqualifying machshava. Now there are plenty of machshavos that are wrong but are not disqualifying. Al menas litnan al gabei akevesh, you have a machshava to be zorik the dam on the ramp of the mizbeach shelo kenegad yisod. You have a machshava to be zorik the dam on a part of the mizbeach that doesn't have a yisod underneath it. Litin as anitan lemata, as anitan lemata lemailan. You have machshava to be zorik the dam on the wrong height of the mizbeach, either if it belongs on the lower half, on the you have machshava do on the upper half, or vice versa. Vesanitanim bifnim b'chutz, you have machshava to take dam that's supposed to go on the mizbeach haprimi in the heichal, and you have machshava to do it on the mizbeach chitzon. Vesanitanim b'chutz bifnim, or vice versa. Sheichlu tameim, you have machshava that kohanim or tamei should eat the basar. Sheakrivu tameim, or the kohanim that are tamei should be makriv the emurim. Sheichlu are you have a machshava that kohanim don't have a bris mila should eat the meat of the korban. Vishyakrivu arelim, or the kohanim who don't have a bris mila should be makriv the emurim of the korban. L'shabrat mus haPesach, you have a machshava that you want to break the bones of the Pesach lechle menuna, or to eat it when it's not fully roasted. Ulariv dam b'dam psulim, you have a machshava to mix the dam of this korban with dam of korbanos that are pasul. So in all those cases, kosher. The carbon is still kosher. Shein machshav pusel is el b'chutz zman b'chutz mekom v'pesach v'chad shlol shman. The only machshavos that pasul are the machshavos we've already discussed: chutz zman b'chutz mekom and pesach chad shlol shman. Again, Rabbi Yehuda added a couple of machshavos to the list. He added that it's also a disqualifying machshava to take the dam and the emurim outside of the azara, or to leave the dam and the emurim over to the next day. So the Gemara starts working on shitas Rabbi Yehuda. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda add anything to the list, right? Why does he think that dam and emurim having a machshava to leave them to the next day, or to bring them outside of the azara, even if you don't actually do, you just have a machshava to do such a thing? Why does he hold that those things are possible? Samar Rabbi Lazar trei kroik sivi. Well, there are two psukim binosar that talk about nosar, that talk about leaving something over to the next day. Kasev echadomer, one pasuk says about carbon pesach lo sasir mimenu ad boker. V'kasev echadomer, you have another pasuk by carbon toda lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. So why does he have to tell me the same thing twice, lo sasir mimenu ad boker, lo yaniach mimenu ad boker, that you're not allowed to leave it over? Now Tosla says, why does he have to tell me twice? Because it's about two different carbonos. So what kind of kasha? Meaning I wouldn't know about one carbon from the other. One's about a pesach and one is about a toda. But for whatever reason, the Gemara asked this question. Shidim Gwetzes thinks that maybe we're misidentifying the psukim, that the first pasuk, lo sasir mimenu ad boker, is not the one in Parshas Bo about the carbon pesach. It's the one in Parshas Emor about the Toda. So they're both about a carbon Toda. So that's why we're asking, why do I need two psukim by the carbon Toda to tell me not to leave it over? So if it's not telling me about the actual leaving over of the... of the carbon passes time. It must be telling me that even having a machshava of leaving the dam or the emurim past its time is a disqualifying factor. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows to add to the list a machshava to leave the dam or the emurim chutzes mano. Rabbi Yehuda haikra lahach yudasa. But wait a second, is that what Rabbi Yehuda uses that pasuk of lo yaniach mimenu ad boker for? Hamibayli lechetetanya. Rabbi Yehuda already needs this pasuk for what it teaches in the following brisa. Pasuk says ubsar zevach tod. So from the pashas of the pasuk lamanu l'todosh and nechelas liyom v'layla, that a carbon todah can only be eaten the day you bring the carbon and the night that follows it. Chalipin uvlados utmuros minayin. How do I know that if you exchange the carbon todah for a different carbon, meaning you lost your carbon todah before you were able to makrev it, so you replaced it and then you found the original, so the one that was the replacement or the vlad of a carbon todah or a tmura of a carbon todah? How do I know that when those are brought as carbonos, they're also limited to only be eaten that day and that night? Tavalomar uvesar. That's why the pasuk says uvesar, which is an extra word. It could have just written v'todaso biyomo yeachel, that the carbon todah is just eaten that day. Why do you? Obviously, you're only eating the basar. You're not eating the hooves and the horns, and right. So obviously, it's talking about eating the basar. Why does it say uvesar? So it must be that it's adding that even the chalipin and the vlados and the tamuros have the same time limit. Chatos v'asham minayin. How do I know that a carbon chatos carbon asham can also only be eaten for that day and the night that follows? Talmud Lomar zevach. That's why it says zevach, which is a more expansive term than all types of zvachim. Uminayin l'rabu shalmei nazir v'shalmei pesach. How do I know that shalmei nazir and the chagigas arba asr that's brought together with the carbon pesach also have that same time limit? Tamalomar shlomav. That's why it says shlomav, about different types of shlomim, that normally a carbon shlom could be eaten for 2 days and a night. But shlomav teaches me that at least these types of shlomim, shalmi nazir, and the chagig sarbas are only eaten for 1 day and one night. Lach mitodah v'chalos urukikim shabanazim minayin. How do I know that the breads that go along with some of these karbanos, the 40 loaves of the carbon todah, or the chalos urukikim of the nazir, how do I know that they're also limited to only 1 day and one night? Tamalomer karbano, kulam kore ani ben lo yaniach. About all of these things we say lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda uses the pasuk of lo yaniach mimenu ad boker for, to tell me that all of these things have a time limit of the day you bring the carbon and the night that follows. So therefore we have akasha. How can you tell me that the basis of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have a machshava of leaving the dam and the emurim chutzesmano, that a machshava alone, even if you didn't actually leave it over chutzes mano, just a machshava of leaving the dam of the emurim chutzes mano passels the carbon from the pasuk lo yaniach? Pasuk lo yaniach is already needed to teach me that that you're not allowed to actually leave these things over, so many different types of carbonos over beyond a day and a night. So says Mar Im Kain, if that's true, that the second pasuk is only teaching me what the Brisa says it's teaching me about how long you have to eat all of these different carbonos, well then lema karlo sosiru mai lo yaniach. So yeah, I understand you need a second pasuk, but the pasuk could have said lo sosiru. Why does he use the terminology of lo yaniach? From the fact that it uses the lashon of lo yaniach teaches me that even that it's not about the actual hinuach, it's about even a machsheves hinuach, that even having in mind that you want to, having a machsheva that you want to leave the dam or the emurim chutzes mano, that's enough of a psul. So hateinach laniach. So says Mar, okay, we've now explained half of Rabbi Yehuda's shita, because Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if you have a machsheva of to leave the dam or the emurim chutzes mano, or to bring the dam of the emurim chutzes mano, it's going to passel the carbon. We've now explained the chutzes mano part, the machshava chutzes mano of the dam of the emurim. But lahotzi ma'ika lememar, where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that that having a machshava to be motzi the dam of the emurim chutzes mano is also going to passel va'od? And furthermore, you think Rabbi Yehuda is based on a pasuk? Type of Rabbi Yehuda's svarahu. Rabbi Yehuda is really entirely based on a svara, not on a pasuk. How do I know that? Titania, because the Brisa reports how the conversation went. That Amalem Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chavim, Iyata modim shemin yichol l'machshu pasul. Wouldn't you agree that if you actually leave the dam until the next day, that it's going to be pasul? How do I know? Why is that automatic? That if you leave the dam until the next day, it's going to be pasul? Because the carbon is only kosher once you do zrikas adam, and once you've passed the time where you're allowed to do the zrikas adam, the carbon cannot be kosher anymore. So if you leave the dam to the next day and you haven't yet done the zrikas adam, for sure the carbon is pasul, because it never got a zrika. So says Rabbi Yehuda, it stands to reason that af chishev lanichol lemachar pasul, that having a machshava to leave the dam to the next day will also pasul. El time Rabbi Yehuda svarahu. So the base of Rabbi Yehuda is a svara and nothing more. Tosas raises the question that svara only works for the dam, but Rabbi Yehuda said both about the dam and the emurim, right? Meaning the svara is that if actually leaving the dam to the next day for sure disqualifies the karban, so machshava to leave the dam to the next day will also disqualify the karban. Actually leaving the emurim till the next day, does that disqualify the karban? Probably not, right? So how does that follow, right? What's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? So having a machshava to leave the emurim is going to disqualify the karban. By the dam it makes sense, because the dam is matir the whole karban. So if you leave it to the next day and you haven't been zorik the dam, the whole karban is going to be pasul. But a karban doesn't become pasul when the emurim are left over to the next day. The bailam already got a kapara with the zrika sadam. So the whole svar of Rabbi Yehuda l'chora doesn't work. So Tosfos and Maseches Menachos and Daf Yud Ches deals with this question, and he says you're right. A machshava on the emurim will not pasul min haTorah, but it's going to still pasul as a gzera midrabanan mishum machshava sadam. That it's a gzera the emurim atu the machshava sadam a chiddush. Okay, so now says the Gemara. Now we've explained why that Rabbi Yehuda is based on the svara that anytime actually doing it will pasul the karban, having a machshava to do it will also pasul the karban, and that's why his list of disqualifying machshavos is more than just chutzas manu chutzam achila chutzas manu achila chutzam mekamo and shalol lishma by pesach. So says Gemara, yeah, but once it's a svara, why isn't his list much, much bigger? Why is he only, why did he only add two items to the list? Having a makshava of dame murim, chutzuz mano, to leave it chutzuz mano, or to bring it chutzum komo. Bekulu, all the other makshavos we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda should also say are disqualifying makshavos. So says Gemara, beheniflo, which of them do you think Rabbi Yehuda should say is a disqualifying makshava? Let's go one by one. You want to tell me that it's a disqualifying machshava that you're going to break the bone, to have machshava to break the bones of a korban pesach to eat it not fully roasted? Actually doing those things doesn't pasul the korban pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda's whole svara doesn't work, right? Rabbi Yehuda's whole svara is when doing it disqualifies it, having machshava to do it disqualifies it. Well, doing those things doesn't disqualify. What, having a machshava that Tamei people should eat the karban or should be makriv the emurim of the karban? Well, guess what? Actually doing that doesn't pasul the karban. So memel, having machshava is not going to pasul the karban. Sheochlu arelim, sheakrivu arelim. Well, having a machshava that arelim should eat it or should be makriv it, zivcho gufeimi mifsal. If arelim actually eat it or actually are makriv the emurim, it doesn't pasul it. Or lishnachrino kol kaminei. Or there's another reason why such a machshava can't pasul, because you don't control what the arelim are going to do. If you're not an arel, right? Which this guy obviously is not an arel, otherwise the karban would be pasul anyway. But if you're not an RL, so then you don't get to control with your machshava that someone should, that an RL should eat it or should be makrivit. La ariv dam and bedam psulin. Well, you want to tell me that if you have a machshava to mix the dam with the dam of pasul korbanos, that should disqualify it? Rabbi Yehuda tamei damrein dam vatal dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds if you actually mix the dam with the dam of psulin, it doesn't disqualify it because dam is not mevatal dam. It's min bemino, it's eno batel. So the dam of the korban that's mixed in with the dam that's pasul is still roil is rika. So what other machshava? Litin is in turn the matel the maila. Rabbi Yehuda tamei damer shalol mekamunami kimekamu karina bay. You want to tell me that a machshava to put the dam above the chutas sikra when it belongs below or vice versa, that should pasul? actually putting the dam above the chutas agur and it belongs below, or vice versa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not passel. What about having a machshava to take dam that belongs bifnim and on the mizbeach apnimi and bring it instead on the mizbeach achitzon, or vice versa? Now, if you actually did those things, if you took a dam of a carbon chatas and you brought it into the heichal, that carbon becomes pasul. That's a pasul, right? That's a pasul in Parshas Tzav. V'kol chatas asher yuva midoma el oel moed l'chaper b'kodesh lo seyachel be'esh tisareif. That's actually a psul. So that one Rabbi Yehuda should have had, right? How come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that when you have a machshava to do that, that it's going to pasul, to take the dam that belongs b'chutz and bring it b'fnim? After all, if you actually do it, it pasuls. So says Marcus of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machshava chutz l'makomo is only a psul when the machshava chutz l'makomo is to a makom that sometimes can be used for valid zrikas hadam or achilas habasar or aktaras emurim. That all three could be noeg. So that means when you have a machshava to bring it outside of the azara, because at a shas heter bamos you do zrikas hadam outside of the azara, you do the achilas habasar outside of the azara, you do the Aktaras Emurim outside of the Azara. But if you have a machshava to be Zorik the Dam or to be Makti the Emurim in the Heichal, even though that is Chutzal Mekomo, it's the wrong spot, but such a machshava will not passel because it is not Meshulash. It doesn't have all those three qualities. So says Gemara, Miyisay the Rabbi Yehuda Aisvar, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a machshava Chutzal Mekomo only works when it's outside of the Azara, not when it's further into the Heichal? Va'atanya, but doesn't the Braisa tell us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dovaram, Riba Kan, Chatash Shachta Bedorom, Vechatash Nichnas Dama Lefnim, that he learns from the words Dovara, that a Chatash that you shecht in the southern part of the Azara is possible, and a Chatash that you bring the Dam Befnim, that you have a Machshavet, the Shash Shchita, to bring the Dam into the Heichal, that Psula, that it's Taka going to be pasul. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda does hold that it pasuls when you have machshava to bring the dam bifanim. So says Marv, less Rabbi Yehuda isvara. But wait, you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this svara that we said that it needs to be a makom mishulash, meaning outside of the azara, not further into the heichal. Vatanan, but we have a mishnah that Amar Rabbi Yehuda hichnas b'shogeg. If you bring the dam chatos b'shogeg into the heichal, kosher. The carbon is still kosher. Habimez it pasul, but doesn't that imply that if you purposely bring the dam of the chatos into the eichel, that it will passel it? The kaimelan, and that we said that even Rabbi Yehuda will only say it's passel bishakiper when you were already zorik the dam on the, when you went and you were zorik the dam on the mizbeach hapnimi. But if you just brought it in without being zorik the dam, it's not going to become passel. So hashdu ma hasam aila aila ikiper in ilo kiper lo. If actually bringing the dam into the eichel is only going to be a psul when you use the dam there, when you're actually zorek the dam there. But if you were not actually zorek the dam there, then bring the dam into the echel does not pasul. So achad chashuv chashuve lo kol shkein, where all you did was had a machshava to bring the dam in, and you didn't even actually bring it in. So of course it's not going to be pasul. So answers the Gemara, yeah, trei tanoi velibid Rabbi Yehuda. It's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda whether bringing the dam in is going to chatos shenichnas dam lefnim is psula. That was the first price that we had from Rabbi Yehuda, or whether we say no. That bringing it in itself is not going to passel, and for sure a machshava bringing it in is not going to passel. So it's two different tanaim that argue about what Rabbi Yehuda held, and therefore you can't ask from the brisa on the previous teretz that we gave to be miyashiv the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that it needs to be a makom meshulash, because we have conflicting reports of what Rabbi Yehuda held. So now, among the things that the brisa had said was that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you shecht a chatos in the southern half of the Azara, you violate a lo saseh. So the sub Rabbi Yehuda chatos shecht l'bedorim yechayiv. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold your chayiv malkus for shechting a chatos in the southern half of the Azara? Va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa? The Rabbi Yehuda omer yachol chatos shecht l'bedorim yechayiv. You might have thought, hava amina, you might have thought that a chatos that gets shechted in the southern part of the Azara yechayiv malkus. Tamal omer, that's why the pasuk says, l'sizbach l'ashem elokecha shorvaseh, and says, Yomim, kol davar ra. Al davar ra atam chayv al viatam chayv al chad shachta b'darom. You're only chayv on a davar ra. Davar ra means a mum that's a very obvious mum, which is very disrespectful to bring a carbon that has an obvious mum. That's a davar ra. That you're going to be chayv if you shecht, even though it has such a mum. But you're not going to be chayv for a chatas that's shechted in the darom. So bottom line is we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that if I shecht a carbon chatas in the southern half of the Azara, I'm chayiv, or does he hold? I'm not chayiv, Malkus. Astira. So says Gemara, Trei Tanai, Libid Rabbi Yehuda. On this as well, there are conflicting reports what Rabbi Yehuda held, that there were two different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda held. Okay, now says the Gemara, we have a klal that a carbon only becomes pigul when it's karav hamatir kemitzvasa, when everything else is done properly. Meaning we already learned, we had a mission like this, that if you have a machshava of chutz l'makomo and also a machshava of chutz l'zmano, the carbon is not pigul, because the fact that you passled it with the chutz l'makomo makes the carbon passel, and therefore it's not eligible to become pigul. So now the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not only chutz l'makomo, chutz l'zmano, and Shalol Shema by Chatos and Pesach. There are other disqualifying machshavos as well. Right? We said in the Mishnah that if you have a machshava to take the Dam of the Emurim outside of the Azara, or you have a machshava to leave the Dam of the Emurim till the next day, that's also a disqualifying machshava. Will those machshavos prevent the carbon from becoming pigle? What if I have one of those disqualifying machshavos, and then also a machshava of chutz l'zmano, of achilu chutz l'zmano? Does the carbon become pigle or not? So I'm Rabbi Abba, Moda Rabbi Yehuda, Shechozer v'kova l'pigle. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Moda, that even though those are disqualifying machshavos, they do not preclude the possibility of pigle on the carbon. So if you have a machshava that you're going to leave the dam until the next day, and then you also have machshava that you're going to eat the carbon chutz l'zmano, it's still going to be pigle. You're going to be chayv kares for eating such a carbon. It's still going to be pigle. So I'm a Rava Teda. Rava says, I'll bring you a raya that a machshava of leaving it is to the next day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, leaving the Dam of the Emurim to the next day, is not like a machshava's chutz l'makomo. A machshava's chutz l'makomo precludes the possibility of pigle. These additional machshavas that Rabbi Yehuda added do not preclude the possibility of pigle. So he says, Teda, de pigle lefnei zrika lo klumhi. Pigle before you actually do the Zrikas Adam is not yet pigle. It's not the Machsheves pigle that you have when you're shechting the animal doesn't have its impact until you actually do the Zrikas Adam. That's the din. It only becomes pigle once it's Karav Kol Matirav, and that happens at the Zrikas Adam. So at the time of the Shechita, you're thinking, I'm going to eat this basar in a week from now, right? That's a Machsheves pigle. When does it actually become pigle? When you subsequently are Zorek the Dam. So the Chora, you have by definition, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a machsheves psul before the machsheves pigle. Because if I'm having a machsheva, let's say, to be zorik the dam in a week from now, that means I'm also, by definition, having a machsheva to leave the dam over, right? Meaning if I'm having a machsheva to be zorek the dam chutz l'zmano, then I'm obviously having a machsheva to leave the dam dam over chutz l'zmano. So, and the machsheva of leaving it over, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is itself a disqualifying machsheva. So you always have had a disqualifying machsheva before pigle is ever going to be chal. So when you're then zorek the dam, pigle should not be chal. So va'as yizrika v'kavala b'pigle, and yet we still say that when you're zorek the dam, it becomes pigle. So you see clearly that even though Rabbi Yehuda added to the list of disqualifying machshavos, those disqualifying machshavos do not preclude it from becoming pigle. Says more of Elohi, but that's not a good raya. When you have a machshavos pigle that's bound up with Rabbi Yehuda's machshava, I mean, you have a machshava to be zorek the dam the next day, so obviously that's inclusive of a machshava to leave the dam to the next day. So we don't parse that out and say, oh, those are two separate machshavos, a machshavos psul and a machshavos pigle. But what if at the time of Shechita you had a machshava to leave the dam to the next day, and then when you did the Kabbalah you had a machshava to eat the basar in a week from now? Those have nothing to do with each other. So maybe the first machshava precludes the second machshava from being mefagel the karban. So we don't have a raya. So Eisvei Rav Huna Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna challenges Rabbi Abba, Litei Nesenitan L'mal L'mata L'mata L'mala, alter kosher if you have a machshava to take the dam that belongs above the chutas sukkah, put it below, or vice versa. So if you had a machshava to do that today, the day the carbon is brought, it's going to be kosher. Chazar v'chishev chutzim makomo, if you then had subsequently a machshava to eat the meat outside of the place where it should be eaten, pasul v'ed makares, the carbon becomes pasul like any machshava chutzim makomo. Chutzlus mano, here's the chiddush, if you subsequently had a machshava to eat the meat of the carbon chutzlus mano, pigle v'chayev lav kares, it's still going to be pigle. So if your first machshava to do l'machar pasul, that your machshava to take the dam that's supposed to be lamala and be zorik at lamata, the next day the carbon's going to be pasul because you had a machshava to leave the dam over until the next day, like Rabbi Yehuda. So chazer v'chishev bein chutzlus mano bein chutzlus makomo pasul bein bokares. Then if you subsequently had a machshava of chutzlus mano chutzlus makomo, it's not going to be pigle. Even if you had a machshava of chutzlus mano, it will not be pigle. Why? Because you already had a disqualifying machshava, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So tiyufta is Rabbi Abba tiyufta, and therefore that's a checkmate on Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba wanted to say that even though Rabbi Yehuda added to the list of disqualifying machshavos, those disqualifying machshavos will not preclude it from becoming pigle. Here you have Beferish and Rabbeisa that yes, it does. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you had one of these disqualifying machshavos and then a machshava is pigle, it will not become pigle. So now the parak concludes with two chidushim of Rav Chista. Amr of Chista, Amr of Ina Barsila. Chishiv sheyachlu tameim lemachar. If a person at the time of the avoda had a machshava that tamei people will eat this carbon chutzlus mano, chayiv, he's gonna, it becomes pigul your chayiv kares. And we don't say that since tamei people are anyway not allowed to eat kachim, so it turns out that you had a separate disqualifying machshava, and a separate disqualifying machshava takes away the possibility of pigul. Amr Rav Teda, Rav says, I'll bring you a raya that machshava of a puzzled person eating it doesn't take away the pigle possibility. The basar lefnei zrika lo chazi, because basar before the zrika sadam is not right for anybody to eat. V'chi mechashiv be'mifsal. And still, if you have a machshava of someone eating the basar chutzlus mano, it's going to make it pigle. So you see that having a machshava about someone who shouldn't be eating it, it can still be mefagulit, because all basar is someone that shouldn't be eating it when it's when you didn't yet have a zrika sadam. Says Mar Velohi, it's not a good raya. Hasam Zarku Michsi. Yeah, when you have a machshava of a regular kosher person eating it chutzlus mano prior to doing the zrika, you know that as soon as you do the zrika, such a person can eat it. Hachalom Michsi Klal. Whereas over here, it's not raya at all when you have a machshava for a tamei person to eat it. And then the second chiddush of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista Margalu Bepumei Ravdimi Barchinna. Ravdimi Barchinna used to like to say over the following halacha. Besar Pesach Shlohutzla. Let's say you have a basar of a carbon Pesach that was not roasted and therefore cannot be eaten, or you have the lach metoda where you didn't take the of the 40 loaves, you didn't take one of each min to give to a kohen, so the bailim is not allowed to eat it yet. If you eat those things, you're still going to be chayiv kares, even though you're only chayiv for tumas aguf for eating kachim that Torah people are allowed to eat. But a carbon pesach and lach metoda, once you already had the Zrika Saddam, we view that as if Torah people are allowed to eat it, even though the Karban Pesach is not actually allowed to be eaten until it's roasted, even though the Lach Metod are not actually allowed to be eaten until you take the 4 loaves and give it to a Kohen. Once you have the Zrika Saddam, that's good enough. That's close enough to being allowed to be eaten. So Marava Teda, he says, I'll bring you a Raya. Titania, we have a Brisa. When it talks about the iser of eating kachim while you are tamei, the pasuk says asher laHashem, right? The pasuk says vanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher laHashem v'tumaso alav. If you eat a karban v'tumaso alav while you're tamei, v'nichsa nefesh yimei amel, you chayiv karis. What are the words asher laHashem doing in that pasuk? So the words asher laHashem are totally extra. L'rabu seimuri kachim kalim l'tuma. That's telling us that the emurim of kachim kalim are included in the chiyuv of tuma. That if you eat them v'tumas aguf, you chayiv karis. Now the emurim of kachim kalim are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. You're not supposed to eat them. Nevertheless, chayev leim mishum tuma. You're still chayev kares for eating them betuma. So chanami. So over here also, in the case of the carbon pesach that's not yet roasted, in the case of the lach metoda that did not yet have the 4 loaves given to the kohanim, even though the pesach that's not yet roasted, the lach metoda that didn't have that's lo hormu are are not roi lachili yet, still chayav le mishum tumah. You're still going to be chayav kares for eating it betumah. So you see, that's the raya. The raya is from the emurim of kachum kalim that even though it's not roi lachila, you're still going to be chayav for achila betumah. Says more velohi. It's a terrible raya. Hasme emuri kachum kalim chazul the gavoa. The emurim of kachum kalim after you zorik the dam, they're supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So the something that's roi to be burnt on the mizbeach, the Torah is going to be mechayev me for eating betumas aguf olam tamei la afuke basar pesach shlo hutzma v'lach mitodu shlo hormu. But if you have basar pesach that's not yet roasted lach mitodu that's low hormu de lo chazu where it's not roi lo legavoa, it's not roi from the mizbeach v'lo leadiot, and it's not roi for anybody to eat. So it could be that if you eat from such things betumas aguf, you're taka not going to be chayev kares. It's only if you're eating something that has enough kedusha that it's roi legavoa. Hadvelach kol apsul b'shem. Tomorrow we will pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Vachen. Have a great day, everyone.